Grace to you and peace from God who creates, redeems, plants, and harvests. Amen. The imagery in today's gospel is a very familiar one. And we're back to that kind of agrarian imagery of planting and sowing and harvesting. Jesus says, the earth produces of itself. First the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. One of the commentaries that I read from last year that I remembered was it talked about the fact that all of those things happen in nature without any help. And I have probably at some point in my career talked about, in relationship to this gospel, about how God just is going to make all this happen and it doesn't need our help, a kind of let go and let God kind of idea. That gardening imagery is wonderful. It's just that sometimes our desire does not meet our goal when it comes to gardening. So this is what the ideal garden, this is the image that I always have when I think about a garden. Look at that greenery, those vegetables, those wonderful things that are on there. They're just absolutely fabulous. That, by the way, is our community garden, which I have had not one thing to do with. And here is why. A few weeks ago, Jeannie and I planted some seeds in little pots, thinking if Bree can do it, we can do it. 3 weeks later, this is what we have. Nothing. If you go really focus in close on that next slide, Marcus, if you peek really, really hard, you will see two itty-bitty tiny leaves that I think might have been mint. And that's it. It turns out that sometimes our gardening does not quite turn out the way that we think it should. Now, our big success has been Thai basil. We've had this Thai basil plant that looks like a wizened, old, blown pine tree sitting up in a hill against the ocean somewhere forever. That it is still alive is a miracle. I like to think of it as ugly, but tasty. That's the problem with the gardening imagery. It turns out, if the kingdom of God is like a mustard seed or someone who sows, then you are all in spiritual trouble. Because sometimes our seeds don't grow. The reality of our garden does not match our expectations or our hopes. That's what's so cool about this parable. Too often we look at that parable and think, well, then what we really need to do is sow better seeds. We need better fertilizer, more water, or in my case, less water. We have a couple of plants here that Randy has put signs on that say, do not water upon pain of death, because we keep drowning them. We think that the kingdom somehow depends on us. Jesus isn't talking about us in this parable. Jesus says, this is what the kingdom is like. It's as if someone spread seeds all over the place and they grew first the head, then the full head, and then the harvest. That's the beauty and the grace of the kingdom. It is what God is sowing in us and in the world. We are not the sowers. Well, that could be really hard news, I think, for some of us who think that the entire kingdom, the entire enterprise of what God is doing in the world depends on us. I don't think Jesus thinks so. Jesus says to his disciples, go the out, if you're doing the King James, Jim Cartwright, go the out into the world and proclaim the good news. Proclaim it. Proclaim that the sower continues to sow seed. And it keeps growing despite our best and worst efforts. That though we go and plant our weeds and try to make it all our responsibility, God continues to abide with and in us, proclaiming love where there is hate, and hope where there is despondency, and joy where there is sorrow. You see, I think this planting of the kingdom that is going on is well beyond the limits of our imagination, our expectations, or even our ability. I would go as far as to say that this kingdom planting, this seed sowing, this mustard seed life, this mustard seed kingdom is even beyond our capacity. And yet it persists. The Holy Spirit keeps moving in and through and with the world, moving us toward justice and peace and love. And sometimes we just don't have the imaginative capacity to even comprehend what God might be up to. In that story in 1 Samuel, it's a wonderful story. We're going to be following this through the whole first part of the summer. The people say to God, we need a king, because in our imagination, that's what everybody needs. It's sort of like the garden, right? If we could have a king, then we'll have that really lush garden. If we made Bree king, we would all have a garden. And God says, that's not how that's going to work. And they say, no, we want to have a king like everyone else. And God says, yeah, you don't. Yes, we do. And God says, let's see how that works out. And who do they get? Saul. Who doesn't work out that well. And now it's time for Saul to be replaced. And they have a vision of what the king should look like. The king should be very Camelotian, I suppose. Should be tall, wavy hair, commanding presence, fabulous in every way, shape, and form. And so they go to the family of Jesse, and they go through each of the boys. And of course, it should be the eldest, right? Nope, not that one. Not the second one. Not the third one. They go through the whole line, and finally, Samuel says, isn't there another one? And they end up with the shepherd boy, who was ruddy, and of course they had to add in scripture, but beautiful. And David becomes king. It was a seed no one expected to have planted, and of course David did great things, but David was a king, just the way that God said kings would be. Selfish and self-serving, a murderer who ends up on the run. All stories that point to the fact, I think, that God's planting of the kingdom is greater than our imagination. deeper than our understanding and more lovely than we can do ourselves. And so we find ourselves wrapped in the Spirit, I think, maybe listening more closely to what God is doing in the world, and maybe a little less to strategic plans that are aimed at lifting ourselves up, making ourselves more successful. I think this mustard seed sowing that God is about may be a call for us to listen to what is growing in the quietness of God's field. Being attentive to what's happening in our community with strangers and friends alike. And being open to the imagination of the Spirit to see ministry growing all around us. I am sure that 100 years ago, no one could have imagined women's rights or voting for everyone or a host of other laws and customs which are meant to bring us all together in equality and love. We couldn't have even imagined it. But I think God continues to sow seeds even today as the kingdom unfolds. Paul says we walk by faith and not by sight. I think we walk by Spirit, guided in the path of God's justice and hope. It may be that our garden looks a lot like that first picture that I showed. That first pot that Jeannie and I planted hoping for mint, and it turns out we can only grow dirt. But God is creating the lush garden filled with hope and love and grace and the good news of the gospel that we are loved beyond all measure and that God will abide with us forever. Amen. Our worship continues with the hymn of the day, Lord, Your Hands Have Formed, ELW number 554.